Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of Young Hollywood Actors and the Hollywood Parents Guide. And today my guest on the Hometown to Hollywood podcast is actor Dylan Arnold. Dylan is known for his work on Halloween, Nashville, Mudbound, and Laggies, and he stars in the new movie After, which hits theaters on April 12th. Full disclosure, I have known Dylan since he was a kid, performing at Bainbridge Performing Arts with my daughter, Dove Cameron.
It's true.
It's so cool.
Very long time.
Welcome to the podcast,
Thank
Dylan.
You. Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm happy to talk about this stuff.
It's so fun. I just have these vivid memories of the two of you guys on stage together.
I know. That was like, I mean, in full honesty, she was probably one of my first big crushes when I was a little kid. You know, we would do theater classes all the time, every summer, even during the school year. So it was pretty cool for me. You know, when she had so much success, it was like, great, coming from Bainbridge Island.
Well, I know she feels absolutely the same about you, and I'm sad that she can't be here with us today. So I've seen you performing since you were, like I said, a kid. I can't even think about how young you must have been when I first saw you performing. But not everybody who participates in community theater decides that they want to go ahead and be an actor,
like, right,
do that with their lives. When did you decide you wanted to really pursue this seriously?
It was kind of a seamless transition between fun and career, because ever since I was in kindergarten, I enjoyed doing it. And then I kind of found that community at Bainbridge Performing Arts, which was so cool. And that's where I spent most of my time. I mean, that's honestly where I grew up, and that's where I met a lot of my friends that I'm still friends with now. And so it was kind of one of those things where I just loved it so much. And, you know, when I was a kid, I had a very overactive imagination. I still kind of do. But you know, I loved Lord of the Rings, and we would play in my backyard with my neighbor, and we'd have the swords, and we'd run around. And then when I kind of figured out that you could actually potentially do this as a career, I was like, sign me up. That sounds great. I get to pretend, I get to play, I get to have fun, and, you know, it's a job, which is so cool. Because I never really, growing up, I enjoyed baseball. I enjoyed playing baseball. It was funny. It was either be an actor or be a second baseman for the Boston Red Sox. Those were my two career paths, and acting, believe it or not, is probably easier to get into than specifically being a second baseman for the Boston Red Sox. But that dream left rather quickly. But yeah, it was really the only thing that I was interested in growing up.
Did you have anybody in particular who inspired you?
Early on, actually, the other kids at BPA. I think that was, like I said, it was such a great community, and you were able to, and it was such a safe space, which is so unique when you're in 6th, 7th, 8th grade, the worst years.
The worst. The worst, the hardest.
Yeah, really. And
it gets
kids
better.
Are so mean, and, you know, but it was when you would go to BPA, it would just be these wonderful classes and these really wonderful teachers and directors, and you got to play around, and it kind of helped me grow up in a weird way, because, you know, we got to explore and kind of mature and artistic ways. So yeah, I really, really enjoyed the other kids that I would do the classes with. It was pretty cool.
Well, and then you participated in a lot of productions,
right,
at that Playhouse. And the thing that's so neat to me about, and one of the many things about community theater, which I just love, mm-hmm, and I'm just a huge supporter of, is you get a chance to act with and work with people who are not your same age.
Right.
Like, you know, if you're doing The Secret Garden, the adults are played by adults.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And that's like a really other sort of level of educational experience for a young actor, because that's what it's like to work professionally.
Right, and you get to see these older actors work, and sometimes they'd come in from Seattle, and they'd be real professional working actors who've been doing it for 30 years. And so you kind of got that experience of doing the kids' productions, where you got to play the juicier roles, and then you got to go on the main stage productions and learn from all these working actors and see how an adult works and the maturity that they have and how they carry themselves. And I think I remember this the other day, where we were out in the back of BPA and we were trying to figure out how many plays we had done. And I think I was like 14 and I counted up to like 28 or some crazy number, which is just mind-boggling. I mean, we would do like 6 a year or something like that with all the classes and the main stages. And so, I mean, that was so... that was just so important in my upbringing and my artistic upbringing and getting the opportunity to hone my craft in that way.
I love hearing you say that because pretty much everybody that I know in the industry, you know, directors, producers, casting directors, agents, managers, what have you, they all feel really strongly that a theater background is so important.
Yes.
And I think too, that again, that local theater opportunities are not taken as seriously as they could be and should be, because, you know, that forms the backbone of your artistic approach. I mean, it did with Dove too.
Absolutely. And I think now with kind of social media, and I feel like there's a big sense of instant gratification in the industry right now where it's like, oh, if I'm not at the top in the best movie or in the best show, then I'm not doing anything. And I feel like having that long-term approach and having that experience in the theater, and also when you're doing plays, you also know how the other departments in the theater work. You know how stage manager works. You have respect for the costumers. You learn to put your costumes away, which is so funny. I was working on a show recently, and I was trying on my costumes, and once I was done, I put it on the hanger, and I handed it back to them, and the costumer looked at me, and he's like, "You must be a man of the theater. You know how to put your costume away." And I was like, "Yeah, of course."
I was, what does like, everybody else
do? People do? Not? And he's like, no, people just throw it on the ground because they think, oh, I'm here to be an actor. That's all I do. But I think that the one of the most important things is to know what everyone else does, because, I mean, you respect it. It's a big thing. I totally think that theater is an important part of the process.
Well, it's a team sport, and frankly, so is film and TV.
Right.
You know, so
absolutely.
It's good training in all kinds of different ways that way. So I know you technically, I want to say, how did you get started? And I know you technically totally got started at BPA.
Right.
But then how else would you say you got started? Because BPA, you're in your mid-20s now, you're living in Los Angeles,
right,
and you've got a growing film career.
Right.
So something happened in between there.
Yeah. It does feel like kind of a slow climb. I found an agency, a small boutique agency in Seattle, and through a friend, she was doing modeling there, and my other friend and I went, and we got represented by them, and that was amazing because there was a period of time that a lot of independent movies were coming through Seattle, so I was able to audition for them, and I booked a couple of them, Fat Kid Rules the World being my first movie that I had done, and that was really exciting and still remains one of my favorite.
That's right, I didn't mention that.
It was great. Matthew Lillard, he was a great director. So I kind of got that opportunity to work in film in Seattle and get that under my belt. And then, I went to boarding school after that for acting at Wild Arts Academy. And then I went to college and also studied acting there, University of North Carolina School of the Arts. And through that, I got my agent. Through going to school, I got my agent, which I feel so lucky. I mean, that was probably the biggest thing for me, was the school allowed me to kind of bridge the gap between agent and actor that I don't know how I would have been able to connect with them in that way.
It's really challenging to get a good agent in LA. I mean, there's a lot of agents, but you want a good agent.
Right.
And the showcase that I'm guessing you participated in at the end of your 4 years at North Carolina.
Yes.
That's a heck of an opportunity because people take that education seriously, and, you know, agents and managers who come in looking for talent at those things, they're serious, and, you know, their expectations are high, but you can deliver because you've got the training at that point.
Right. And I had actually, so I had, before I went to boarding school, I have a friend who's an actress, and she introduced me to her manager just to kind of get to know what that might be like. And he introduced me to a junior manager in his division, and, you know, he was really nice. Nothing wound up happening. But then after I did Laggies, after my sophomore year of high school, maybe, later, I don't know, it all blends together, I'm getting old, I don't know, anyway, so after I did that, I was contacted by a different manager in a company that he since had moved to, Kim Callahan, who I'm still with and I love, she's awesome, so I was really lucky because she was able to kind of send me auditions while I was in college, and she totally got it. She was like, yeah, go do your training and come out to LA and we'll hit the ground running. And I think that was so great because I feel like a lot of people wouldn't be like that. Mm-hmm. They would say, no, come now or I'm going to drop you or whatever. But she totally got it. She saw the big picture. And I was fortunate enough. So my senior year at University of North Carolina School of the Arts, the dean had some connections with agents and casting directors in the industry, so...
Hi. With the entertainment industry changing every day, I'm continuing to work to be a source of inspiration and information in your life. As it's been for 5 seasons and over 120 episodes, the Hometown to Hollywood podcast will be there for you. Now, I'm asking you to be there for us. The podcast has been a labor of love for years, and now I'm asking if Hometown to Hollywood's been a friend to you, if it's helped, educated, and inspired you, please become a supporter of the podcast. For only $5 a month, the price of a latte, you can become a friend of the podcast and help me afford to continue to do the work that you've come to depend on for honest, insightful interviews that shed light on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. If you can afford it, pitch in $10 a month and become a good friend of the podcast. Your support helps supplement the people who can only give $5 a month. Join now. Just go to hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. That's hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. And in just 2 clicks, you can have access to the complete version of this incredibly informative conversation, as well as each upcoming episode and the entire collection of over 120 past episodes. If you can't afford $5 a month to subscribe, the first 10 minutes of every episode will still be available for free. Subscribers get the full episodes delivered right to their inbox. Thank you. I appreciate your support, and I can't wait to share the exciting upcoming conversations with you. Meanwhile, if you could use some one-on-one coaching, invest in a video consultation session with me. Just go to hometowntohollywood.com and click on the consultation page. In 60 or 90 minutes, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.